Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, the Weekend Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Corsair Gaming, come sail away with us. And Antlion Audio, keep your headphones, add them on mic. We have a great show for you because we have the farewell goodbye episode to our dear friend Noel Beltran. You know, he hasn't been on the show the most in this crazy ride of Video Game Bang, but every show he's been on has been amazing. He's about to move away out of the state with his very lovely girlfriend. She joins us on the show, and we send him off in typical VGB fashion with an amazing episode for all of you. So much to talk about this week. You're going to really enjoy this one. It came out a little bit late, but, you know, as they say with these things, a little late, but definitely worth the wait. All that and much, much more on this week's
Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The love is absolutely real, everybody. I'm Sir Aaron Carter, and this is the Video Game Bang live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Corsair Gaming brought all of this together. Come sail away with us, because we sailed away with them.
Corporate shills.
Yeah, corporate shills. Keep your headsets and get an Antlion mod mic, everybody.
Yeah.
There you go.
You see what happened is you bobbled it at the one. You got it.
Yeah.
Touchdown, sir.
At least he didn't throw it.
Hear the roar.
See how I eat the Super Bowl?
Wow. We have a full house tonight, everybody. Once again, everybody just looks so lovely. Everybody just looks so lovely tonight. Women be shopping.
Women be shopping.
Tonight, all the way, we have a special guest. That's right. All the way from a state that has an M in it. Because we had debates. Over and over again. Nobody knew where.
Pretty sure.
It was Montana, Minnesota,
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Which isn't even a state.
It was not even a state.
Yeah, Aaron said that one.
No, no, I didn't say that. I didn't chime in at all. I just saw you guys playing the M game the whole time. Some said Maui.
Not a state.
Again, not a state.
Not a state. Island.
Our very own, everybody. She has been in chat room since she found out about us, basically.
Yeah.
Every stream that we do.
I think the first full one I saw was the 100th episode.
And she was hooked.
And she's been supportive so much. Thank you very much. Kennedy, everybody.
Hi.
Do you want to give at least a state?
No.
The
A state?
Yeah.
You don't want to keep the suspense.
Okay, we'll keep the suspense.
I'm an M word.
And you know him. He's been here all the time. Not all the time, but some of the time.
No.
He is our MOBA expert, everybody. Noel Beltran's here.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, we're going to keep rounding this around because we got a lot of people to go through.
A lot of people.
Behind the Iron Curtain over there on the ones and twos, making sure everything is running smooth as silk, everybody. Corey Vincent's here, everybody.
What's up, girl? You know how I'm talking to.
That was awful.
It's Valentine's Day. You know, I got to get my swag on. Got to get that. Got to love my woman up.
He's having a midlife crisis, guys.
Got to take her to get
He's not even 50 yet.
Tomorrow we're going to Applebee's, girl. I'm going to get you.
Wait. A long time ago, Corey, I don't know if you remember this, but I was going to ask a young lady out on a date. And you asked me, like, where are you taking her? And I said, oh, I'm going to take her to Applebee's. And you're like, the bees?
Yeah, the bees.
That's a big step. The bees.
You don't just take any girl to the bees.
This was years ago. This was, I don't know, maybe seven,
I remember
eight
the
years.
Conversation. Yes. We were in the old studio.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And he was like, the bees? You don't take a girl to the bees on the first.
Not on
the
first date.
Knees.
The first date?
Yeah. That's where you know. That's hold where
on,
you go
on.
To
save,
find out.
Save it. Because we're going right back to this. With okay. the cat ears, everybody. Larissa's here, everybody.
Hi. Happy early V-Day.
I'm surprised you're actually even saying happy V-Day. You seem like the anti...
V-Day?
V-Dayite.
Yeah,
but
I have to be nice to the people.
Wow.
That just killed it.
Other people can enjoy Valentine's Day.
And of course, not the fake one, everybody. The real David Webb is here with
What's going on, everybody?
So let's get back to this one, Corey. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, if you do not know. And it's when we all celebrate the passing of St. Valens whenever he tied himself to a boat and crashed in a horrible, horrible accident.
Missed it by that much.
And
that was totally accurate.
His wife runs to the cliff, and she yells, "I love you," and he just goes...
And then...
As he drowns.
But the thing was, 3 days later, he came back...
Oh, did he? Story.
And made a Cupid.
And made a Cupid.
I think you're mixing your stuff up here.
Yeah. So somewhere around there. But like I said, Valentine's Day, I get a lot of mix, especially at work. Get a lot of mix back and forth. Oh, I hate this holiday, or I love this holiday, or...
Such a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah, so much. Yeah, why should I do something once a year? Why don't I do everything? Shut up. Take it for what it is. You know, it's a time to spend, you know, or do
copious amounts of money.
And chocolate.
Wait in a line at Applebee's. It is far too long.
So, okay, that's what I want to dig down into first.
Back
before
to
we
the
get
bees.
Anything. Yes. Why is Applebee's? Because I've been to a lot of restaurants. A lot of restaurants. Sacramento has a culinary smorgasbord of
big word.
Yeah, right? Of restaurants that you can... dine in and dine out, like some fancy places.
Yeah.
And I've been to the best of the best of these
places. Yeah, you have.
Why Applebee's?
Well, you see, relationships... Let's see. How do I explain this to someone who's uninformed?
Is this going to be one of your, like, trademark analogies?
I say, if you can't explain it as if you were explaining it to a six-year-old, then you don't know anything about it.
So basically, you can take any dime piece to a fancy restaurant... And
oh, let me explain to the listeners.
Can somebody cut his mic?
A dime piece
is
a virtual 10 in the girls or guy scale, I guess. Okay, continue.
Yeah, yes. So basically you could take any fine young lady out to a very fancy restaurant. I mean, that could be done anytime, and it's going to be a fake experience. Let's say it that way.
Okay.
You guys will be focused on the table mats, things, luxuries. The
table mats, okay.
The free water. Like, you know, stuff you don't get at just every restaurant.
Okay, all right.
The bread that has the oil and the vinegar and all that bullshit, right?
Okay.
That's going to, like, take up the whole ambiance, let's say. But when you take a girl to Applebee's, it's just you and her.
And the
seven,
children.
Yeah, and the screaming Death. Children.
Screaming children.
The singing happy birthday stuff.
The waiter who's going to contemplate suicide that night.
Probably.
At the nearest hotel.
Yeah.
With a noose around his neck, just working it.
The cook. Don't forget the cook. That's
when did this become an episode of South Park?
Yeah. So why is this special, though? Yeah. Why is this special?
Because that's how you know. That's where relationships are made.
Are they
in the chaos?
In the chaos. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm about to say a place like you know Chuck E. Cheese or some shit like that.
That's chaos.
That's for pedophiles.
Yeah, you're talking about chaos.
We're learning a lot about Noelle right now.
That's terrible.
I think Kennedy just scooted over a little bit towards Aaron.
Kennedy, for Valentine's Day, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't think the rest of us...
I want to play in the balls.
That's
damn,
horrible.
Corey, is this your secret fantasy?
Before this place spins wildly out of control, I have to always introduce the final guest on the show, everybody. They come here week in, week out, and they never leave. The chat room, everybody. Say hello, chat room.
Hi, chat room.
It's terrible.
Hi, chat room.
That's so terrible. But back, if you're listening to this podcast on Valentine's Day, you should listen to it with your significant other, whoever may that be. You know, if it's a dog, because I know some people are lonely. I mean, dogs can be companions, too.
Dogs can be companions, too.
Yeah, just don't do no weird stuff with the dog, please.
Hey, it's 2016.
I mean, it's 2016. Do whatever you want. You know, hey.
It is considered animal cruelty.
Just make sure it's consensual.
It's illegal in another.
If it's consensual between that person and Rover.
Listen.
Then yes.
So is it Rover shake if you're okay with this?
Exactly.
Okay.
Shake and pantaloons.
With a spoonful of peanut butter, you can convince a dog to do anything. That's not consent.
Oh, why do you think Corey has so many dogs and so much peanut
that
butter?
That is kind of cold-blooded.
But yes, Valentine's Day, like I said, is upon us. That means there's literally one more day until there's a whole bunch of discounts on candy. And
yeah,
that's
the
just,
best day of the year.
That's when you just go, you know, crazy. I haven't heard any Valentine's horror stories, like, ever. So I was wondering, does anybody have one? Any bad dates? Like, oh, we were in a hostage situation, and he just ran out. He's like, I'm out. You know, nothing that
way
bad.
Way to go 0 to 100 real quick.
I'm just saying.
I usually work on the holidays, so.
Yeah, that's what it usually is.
Jamie's dog bit her on the nose, like, the night before Valentine's Day.
So, and you were like, yeah, I'm not looking at you that way.
Well, we weren't married yet, so.
Oh, no. Wow. What a dick.
No, so, like, the next day on Valentine's Day when we were at the dinner, she had a big-ass bandage on her nose.
Wow.
And she wore, like, a hat and everything, like. Yeah.
Like, that is the sexiest bandage I've ever seen.
So, I did. I signed it.
Well, we got a lot to get to because we're going to get to some more type of Valentine stuff too. I don't know if we'll be able to make it on the podcast because it comes a little later in the show, but that's why you should be coming to the live show, everybody. Other thing I want to plug is Patreon.com, everybody. Head over to Patreon if you haven't already and become a patron today. The Video Game Bang has some awesome new stuff over there. I would say Negri-esque.
Yeah.
In size, maybe. At least.
Yeah, and in size.
Yeah, in size. Brand new tiers for you guys. $1 at the minimum can get you entered into a raffle monthly to get some cool stuff. We're talking about Steam codes. We're talking about T-shirts. We're talking about Pop Vinyls.
Pop Vinyls, yep.
Which Jay just released their new line where they're doing the Superman v. Batman or Batman v. Superman looking stuff.
Ooh.
They're also
not going to get that.
Yeah, well, you're probably not going to get that, yeah. But just a whole bunch of cool stuff. And then it goes up from there for, what, $5? It'll get you some extra stuff.
$5 will get your name on the wall of Bang.
Yes.
As you can see, I'm going to do some camera manipulation.
We got a chalkboard behind us where the wall of Bang. People have banged the crap out of their names over there. Kennedy has to write her own name in her own font because we had a placeholder for her up there.
But Webb did such a great job.
Yeah, but Webb's terrible. So you have to write your own name up there. And then what is next up there? 10? 15?
I think we do $8 and then you get Aaron's sexy voice to say or do whatever
you
want.
If you need somebody to leave the most erotic voice message for your people to call and hear,
that's me right
Sir
here.
Sir Aaron Carter will oblige so much. if you can give me, if you want to like write a little, I don't know, what how long is a, like 30 seconds? Is that how long a voice message is? Yeah, it's way too long. Like, who listens
maybe
to
like
a
10? 15? Like,
yeah, a little 10-second little script. No, I mean,
it could be a text notification, too. If you want us to single out something Aaron has said, saying your name or one of his patented wows, we can definitely get you one of those.
Yeah, so anytime somebody text messages you, you can hear my voice.
So anytime you're sending a dick, you're opening your dick pics, you hear Aaron go, wow.
Don't act like, because, I mean, it's on mine. Whenever I talk.
You have a request for one from Gaming Since Gaming.
Okay.
He wants Aaron to leave on his voicemail, Destiny is the greatest thing in the world.
Wow, would you do that?
Become a patron today, and I can leave that. I have no problem with that.
You would do that?
He's a patron.
Morally?
What's that got to do with that?
I mean, I wouldn't do it morally.
For money?
You've become, instead of Microsoft and Marvel, you've become now DC and PlayStation. So
no,
PC and Lumpia.
PC
and Lumpia.
I'm PC gaming and Lumpia.
That's still 180 degrees difference from what
love
you were before. So I'm
some
just saying. Special Cases says, can Aaron record erotic fan fiction? Ooh.
I like it. You've read
like
erotic
I have
fan
read.
Fiction
I have,
on
I have,
show.
I have before. We'll play it by ear. Become a patron today. $15.
$15, that's the premier one. That's you're officially saying I want to be in the Bang Gang at that point. And then that is where you get access to our super private Discord server where you get special privileges, essentially. So we have like the general chat, which we'll use kind of to do stuff for the show in the future. But then we have Bang Gang chat, and that's where the rest of us go to kick back. We're on it pretty much every single day. Usually Aaron playing Smite or us prepping the show.
A lot of Smite.
You can join us, ask any questions you have on podcasting, video games. You're basically a friend of ours at that point. You're buying friendship.
You're buying friendship.
You're buying your way into the Yakum.
No matter how terrible that just sounded.
That's pretty much how it is. What's after that? Is it?
I think the next one up is like 25, and that's an exclusive VGB t-shirt. So it's a shirt we designed that says, I'm here for the Game Bang. Let it sink in.
Yeah, no, it's not going to sink in. Keep going.
That one is going to... That's my favorite shirt. It's awesome. And then I think the next one up is the
grand prize.
The grand prize.
Grand prize. $50. Just $50. The price of a cup of coffee. A month.
Actually, what? Legitimately, that's like 10 only 8 cups of coffee.
That's terrible, too.
That's expensive.
You can come right in the studio. That's gross. You can visit the studio and be on the show. You'll sit right next to famous celebrities like Sir Aaron Carter and the rest of them. And you can host a show right with us. We'll have the news. We'll do segments. You might be able to talk to a special guest.
I just hope you do better than Webb did.
It's not hard to do better than I did.
Rough.
I set the bar pretty rough. So
that episode will always be there.
But it's good. It's good. And I told you, Webb, go back and listen to episode number one. Have you ever listened to our very first episode?
Did.
Exact same stuff.
Couple
rough.
Times.
Well, at least Corey was. I was spectacular. I mean, the evidence
keep
is on
going,
the air.
Keep going, keep
yeah,
going.
The evidence is there. We don't want to get into this right now.
And when you can play Bitch You Guessed It with us, we'll basically talk to you before the episode. You'll be a part of the process. You'll see how the episode building works. We'll let you know ahead of time the segments we're talking about so you can be prepared. We will do our best to line it up with us having a guest, possibly.
If
you're good. I have to be careful with that one because we do tend to get really awesome guests every once in a while.
Sometimes.
So we're not going to get, Tom Cruise in here and then have you.
I wouldn't want Tom Cruise in here anyway.
Tom Cruise.
He's been trying to get on the show for months.
Well, Tom Cruise, he's got to talk to me. We got a little funk. We got a little beef going.
Does he know?
A little uptown funk?
Yeah, he knows. He knows what you know what you did, Tom. You know what you did, Tom.
You ruined his favorite novel, Reacher.
Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Twitch is an amazing website, right? Should we agree? Because we're on it right now. But they're even more amazing because in 2015, they raised $17.4 million in charity. Now, this is something I've said for a long, long time. If you gave a specific charity to gamers, we can cure cancer. Cure any type of disease. Just say 100% of the profits for all DLC for Fallout 4 go to cancer research.
Yeah, like just make it like a Dr. Mario that's actually solving cancer, and you'll have it solved in a week.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be that freaking simple. So Twitch last year, they did a whole bunch of charity events. And you guys see them from time to time. We do like 24-hour stream, go and do all this and that. Esports markets, they do a lot of the charity stuff as well. $17.4 million for more than 55 charities last year. Did it say charities? Of course, ESL, the NALCS, North American, Liscus
League Championship
League.
Series.
Yeah, they did a lot of things. They did things for Counter-Strike. FIFA was a newcomer, holding down some charity events and things like that. But it just goes to show that we could do a lot more when it comes to charities if they just give a lot more from, gamer's perspective. Agreed?
Yeah.
Well, look at how big Extra Life is. Like, Extra Life is ridiculous. Like, everyone's doing the 24-hour streams.
Yep.
They're doing gangbuster stuff. They're at all the major events, and it's awesome. And then look at Humble Bundle, another way that gamers are just doing amazing stuff through charity.
So we've never done a 24-hour stream.
Because that's nuts.
It's extremely nuts. It is extremely nuts.
We could do it.
But if we had to do a 24-hour stream, what game would you play 24 hours? Corey Vinson.
I don't know if I could play any game for 24 hours.
What?
For 24 hours?
24 hours.
I got stuff to do and responsibilities, but if I had to
You had to, I'm saying.
If I had to.
Throw the responsibilities
gun to
out
my
the
window.
Head. Exactly. Shotgun to your head.
Shotgun to my head. He's like, play a game. Well, I really, really want to play Street Fighter. So that one.
24 hours of Street Fighter?
Oh, yeah. I need it.
You'd kill yourself on the sixth hour.
After his 500th loss.
Exactly.
And you know what? I'd want to be playing Noelle every single match.
Wow.
No, see, the thing
I need
for
a punching
is,
bag.
The thing for me is Dark Souls 3 because a game that actually takes skill.
24 hours of Dark Souls.
24 hours of Dark Souls 3.
24
yes.
hours
Wait,
of frustration.
You said it doesn't take skill to play Street Fighter?
Not the new one.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Tell that to Momochi.
League Larissa.
And Daigo.
Yeah, they will agree with me, actually.
Yeah, no. Larissa, this is a tough one. 24 hours. We playing WoW or League. What are we doing?
To stream?
Yes.
I don't know which one would be more entertaining. I don't
what do you want to play?
No, don't think about other people.
Yeah,
this
what
are
you?
You.
Yeah, what are you?
What's in your heart?
I just played WoW a couple
always go for 48 hours straight.
Good Lord. God, that's damn. Just ridiculous.
Next time,
wow.
Stream it. So.
No energy drinks either.
Oh my God.
That sounds like something.
Just
that
is actually,
there are Korean people dying. Wow. Really?
Whoa. Making wow. a rare opinion.
An opinion. Yeah. Yeah. An opinion. Because it's show. Wrong. That's what it is. Web, last one.
I've been playing a lot of Smite lately, so I'm going to say Smite.
Good man. Good man.
I'm going to say Smite.
Good man.
And you'd probably be on it with me.
Most likely.
Yeah. What about
most
her? Most likely. What about Kenna?
Kenna.
I'd probably play Dragon Age Inquisition because I can't put that down. So.
Okay, let's. That's
a good one.
Let's rewind the.
It's a good one. On chat,
rewind the clock.
Couple from chat.
What
gaming
we got?
Says gaming of course says Tomb Raider. I'm joking. He said
he
Destiny.
Destiny. Yeah.
He said Destiny.
Tetris.
Special case is Tetris.
Special case says Tetris.
Uh huh.
I think he's trolling because he said Sonic Adventure.
The Dream class, Dreamcast classic.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
don't know about any of those games. Freaking Command and Conquer. Yeah, no.
Command and Conquer. I had spent an obscene amount of time on that as a child.
You shouldn't have.
Red Alert 2.
Pong.
Yuri's Revenge.
You're already done.
Tiberian Storm. Meh. Meh.
So on to the next story. We got to go into it. It's been a while. We haven't talked about it. I know it's a big hot button issue. The Gamergate, everybody.
No, bum. It was over.
I thought this
it
was
might
done.
Be. It might be over because Zoe Quinn, the progenitor of all this. Well, I won't call her the progenitor.
It's
but
another big word. Look at you. Like a cornucopia of big words.
She's withdrawing her charges against her ex-boyfriend.
Cause I love him.
No, no. Oh. It's her way of putting everything to bed, right? So game developer Zoe Quinn has been through an awful lot in the last 18 months since her ex-boyfriend posted all their crap on the internet about their relationship and how it went south, basically, right? Mm-hmm. But now she's dropping harassment charges against the man who essentially started Gamergate Firestorm because it's not worth the emotional trauma. It's not it's not worth the emotional trauma to carry forward the case anymore. Ironically, getting the restraining order against him was the least effective thing I could do in terms of getting him out of my life for good and for protecting myself, she writes. So she decided, you know what? Let's drop all this crap anymore. Dealing with him has already, you know, been a whole big thing. Even if I win the case and he goes to jail or something like that, he'll just be looked upon as a martyr for all the other, you know, trolls and stuff like that. So
the assholes that supported this.
Let's just wipe it clean and get the hell out of here. You know, right? You agree with this, Corey?
I do not.
Wow.
I feel like you gotta stick to it. If you're in the middle of war, you can't just all of a sudden now it's not just you and your boyfriend. It's not just you and your bae. This has now become a global phenomenon that's made us all look terrible. You better stick to your guns and stake this man to the cross.
Wow.
No, that he does have a point, because you mentioned if, you know, he goes to jail, then he becomes a martyr for everybody who supported it. But then if she's giving up, then what about everybody who supported her? She's kind of saying, you know, well, this is a fun run, guys, but...
Well, she also went on to say, people kept getting hurt for being close to me for a poorly worded restraining order that did nothing. So, I mean, they're broken up.
Maybe not drop the charges then, but it's... figure out another way of doing it, but maybe not give up.
It says whenever something would happen in the case, her ex would go back and stoke the Gamergate sympathizers' fire and turn it into a, you know, whole big thing all of a sudden. And of course, she had threats and all that, so and so and so forth. But I mean, what are you gonna? I mean, she wants to be done with this. So
I see where she's coming from. I wouldn't want to be getting threats and stuff all the time. I'd want to just say, you know what, just screw it.
Corey, if you're a sympathizer and a supporter, how do you react to that, though?
No, it's too big. You've spun things out of control. It's like a movie, and you're watching a television show, and you're getting into the middle part, and there's going to be some resolution, and then the person's like, oh, it's too much, I can't take it, and then they go into witness relocation. How many TV shows have ever happened where they're like, I'm going to go into witness relocation, and they actually do it?
Three.
No. Never. They say it, and then if they did, the show would be over and it would be boring. That's what's happening here. She's going to just end the fight prematurely, and what's going to happen is people are going to think that she's only doing it because she has been wrong the whole time.
True.
All the Gamergate people are going to say, oh, she's backing out now because she knew she didn't have anything.
Wow.
And ultimately, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Now, moving on to brighter news, we're going to talk about something positive. Destiny. Right?
You've been on a Destiny kick.
Well,
lately.
Because this now today, as of Valentine's Day, if you're hearing this, and, you know, for the people that aren't hearing this on Valentine's Day and they're hearing it the day before, this is some good news for them, right? This should be some good news for them. It's confirmed, everybody, that Destiny 2 sequel is set for 2016.
Confirmed?
No, not
damn,
confirmed.
Damn, okay. Web's face.
Oh. Not confirmed. Destiny's sequel is set for next year, 2017. A few expansions are coming out this year. Destiny's Valentine's Day event went well underway, but developer Bungie is taking an extra step towards proving its devotion to fans. The long-rumored and apparently delayed sequel of the sci-fi online shooter is slated for release next year, 2017. Corroborating earlier reports from Kotaku, because, you know, they're reputable. And sooner than that, the game
unless
is
it was Patricia Hernandez.
Wow,
that wasn't bullshit.
She's a lovely lady. Sooner than that, the game is getting a larger update in the spring, with a significant light level increase and a bunch of new loot and challenges for folks who'd rather not duke it out in adversaries in the Crucible. Are you going back, Webb?
Nope.
Noel? Corey?
Are you talking about when the new one comes out?
I'm talking about one of these new
expansions. No, fuck the expansions. This game already has done so much damage to my life and my marriage and my podcast.
Wow.
I'm not going to pull a Zoe Quinn and then go back.
Wow.
And end this tirade.
Damn.
Wow, you're just,
no,
wow.
I'm
gaming
sticking.
Since gaming has a point. As soon as the Division comes out, shooter-based MMOs, that game is going to take the cake.
Really?
Just off that, the Dark Zone stuff that I've heard about the game.
So you think the Division will wipe Destiny off the map?
Whenever you have a zone where you have to go into a PvP, a PvP based area to defeat a boss in order to get stronger loot, and once that loot is collected, it has to be extracted. But once it's extracted, a noise is blared out, alerting every single PvP squad in there that something is being sent up, and now you have to defend that. That is better than anything Destiny could do.
So what if Destiny came out with an expansion that did just that?
They'll probably charge $40 for it.
They would.
Yep.
They would.
That's the correct answer.
As soon as I heard that for the Division, that instantly made me want to get the game. There's already a big group of friends that I have that are buying it, so there's a huge squad already. There's a lot of coordination and like actual
PS4,
tactics.
PC?
That have to
what are we
go.
Talking?
PS4.
Okay.
That has to go into this game. Something that Destiny really lacks. So that alone will be the nail in Destiny's coffin, in my opinion.
Larissa, your rebuttal?
Yeah, because you love Destiny.
There you have it. Such a huge Destiny fan.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I mean, maybe you were.
She's a closet Destiny fan.
Yeah.
Who likes porn in here?
Everybody should.
Well.
A what? What's that? Is it like a creature who lives in the ocean?
Oh, speaking of creatures that live in the ocean, the more Pornhub you watch in February, the more you'll get to save the whales.
Wait, what?
Exactly. Check it out. Pornhub is getting charitable for the World Whale Day, February 13th, which is today, everybody, by pledging that for every 2,000 videos streamed on their website, Pornhub.com, this month of February, they will donate 1 cent to MoClips. What's that word there? Cetology?
Nailed it.
Society. A nonprofit in Washington State that is devoted to protecting the whale species through conservation efforts and awareness. So basically, all you have to do is go watch some porn.
Now be careful about promoting a site because it is a reportable offense on Twitch.
Oh, is it?
Promoting porn on Twitch is reported.
Don't go to that site.
Wait, is going against porn okay?
Going against,
don't watch porn.
I don't think anything with an actual site can be done.
It's okay. Bad.
Don't go to this website.
Don't go to
everybody.
Pornhub and help people.
Don't say
people.
The name. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Don't go to porn place. Porn hut.
Don't Google search how to save whales. By going to some type of site that does things
that might do
that
something
might.
Good for somebody somewhere. And
oh, this was awesome just to bring
it.
Up for this.
Do not go to any websites that encourage you to jerk your penis
since
for charity.
We were going, and then I was saying,
Since you ruined it. You ruined it.
Since the campaign launched on Tuesday, apparently, the eligible streamers are counted at the bottom of said website. And one, I can't say that was the website now. And as of this big sentence is being written, it's estimated that there is, oh, good Lord, that's a large number, 551 million for an estimated donation of 2,756.
That is a terribly low amount.
Yeah. So 550-something million views, but they've only had $2,000. That's what it is.
Thank you to Gaming Sense Gaming for hosting our stream on his channel. If you would also, if you're watching this and you want to do the same, I encourage it. It's so cool. Thank you.
So help out the blowholes by checking out blowholes.
Watch your blowholes. Yeah, there you go.
Wait, so real whales? Not like Princess Diane, like, was the queen of whales?
No, no. Real, actual whales. They're going to help. Okay. That's another way. So we talked about gamers, charity gamers, yeah.
Gamers and perverts.
Yeah.
You put them on something.
Let's not put them in the pervert category. It could be some experimental
couples.
That
forearm strength got to come in handy for something.
It could be, like I said, it could be experimental couples. Curious bystanders.
We could take a sample from this muscle right here.
How many people were curious about the Two Girls, One Cup when they heard that for the
never
first time?
I've never watched it.
I have not watched it.
I implore all of
safely,
you to go home.
I could swear. That's hand.
Larissa never watched
They've
it?
Never lived then.
Oh my
They've
God.
Never lived.
Hand to St. Valentine.
Larissa's pulling up on her.
Who died in Rose.
Pulling up her scene file right now. Larissa, close your red file.
I'm just
she
saying.
She was the one behind the camera. Let's be honest.
I'm just literally saying that if you haven't seen it in this room, I don't advocate going watching it on, you know, on Twitch. I'm talking about people in this room.
Yeah.
Change your life.
For the worse.
It might. It can't be unseen. I put it that way. So once you watch it, it cannot be unseen.
So you guys don't get like the South Park references or anything when they do that?
No, there's plenty of references.
Watch
I know.
The original.
We're human beings. We know generally what happens.
But you don't see what
but
happens.
But why would we want to see?
I got the review on Rotten Tomatoes. I know.
No. No.
I watched the Good Day Sacramento review.
They just called it Zoolander 2.
Oh, damn. Wow. I guess.
That's some shade being thrown.
Somebody's coming after you. Zoolander's coming after you.
You're gonna get Magnum full to the face.
That's gross. Moving right along.
We can't
everybody.
Promote porn, Noel.
Exactly.
I didn't say it was going to be live.
So, everybody knows Rock Band came out. Rock Band 4 came out. Indeed. Did you guys know it was a flop?
No, oh, God, thank you. It needed to be. No innovation.
Well, Mad Catz is cutting a third of their staff after Rock Band flopped. 37% of his workforce will be laid off as a key of as a key excess region. That's what it says. I have no idea what that means, though. Besides, 37% of people will be fired, which is just terrible. Terrible.
That's unfortunate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peripheral maker Mad Catz has posted yet another disappointing financial report, sparking executive resignations and major layoffs. This filing in the first full quarter since Rock Band 4 was released last year, and the game helped sales increase to $65 million, 114% higher than the year before. Mad Catz had banked on Rock Band 4 being a big success, though, and despite a broadly positive reaction from critics, sales are lower than originally forecast. They expected profits to increase significantly due to the game's release, albeit with the lower margins, but instead they dropped from $1.3 million to $1.2 million. And over a year.
I'm sure the guys getting fired were like, please just wait a couple weeks when Street Fighter V comes out and we release all those awesome new peripherals.
Yeah, but think of the graveyards that we had to create for these guitars in the heyday of it.
Yeah.
People bringing them in. You guys take these? No, we don't take those to trade it anymore.
You'll destroy.
Like they were, yeah, exactly. There were so many guitars that just went unloved. And why do they think they can bring this crap out again?
Well, it feels weird, like, they way overproduced on Guitar Hero peripherals, but I'm, like I said, admittedly, I'm new to the fighting game meta world here. It seems like a lot of their fight stick peripherals are very hard to come by, like, they way underproduce them. Like, to find a good fight pad, I had to go to the third-party market, buy them off of eBay from some random person. Like, they don't make those game pads available, and I'm sure there's a bunch of aspiring players who would like to have access to those.
True. The game is terrible.
But for returning players, I think I read somewhere that they said that they're going to give access or they're allowing Legacy to be used on newer consoles.
And that might be a reason why that generally doesn't happen in video games. Are you talking about with the instruments?
No. I'm talking about for fight pads.
Oh, I don't know. Allowing all the fight pads to be used. It has to be PS4 compatible.
That's what I read.
Hmm.
Because, I mean, they did the same thing for Rock Band. You can play Rock Band 4 drums with an Xbox 360 controller on Xbox One because they made support for it.
And then look at what happened. So no one bought it because a million of them exist. So
that's what I'm saying. They're still going to do that again for Street Fighter. So that means those fight pads, they might only sell a select amount to newcomers. Any old pro that already has the one that they're used to, that they've played hours on, hundreds and hundreds of hours on, they're not going to spend money on a brand new one that has to be broken in. Especially like remember the tournaments for Game Store?
I do.
Remember all the special rituals Street Fighter players had?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to change that up, especially with EVO coming up and all those other tournaments that are coming
up. So they're sticking to Old Faithful?
They're going to have to.
Okay.
Special Cases in chat says, nobody cares about pretending to be musicians anymore.
Thank God. You know, that was as a real musician in that age.
Questionable.
Well, I was a drummer, so true. But everyone all of a sudden thought they knew drums, and it was the most frustrating thing. It's like, yeah, dude, but I could play this Avenged Sevenfold song hard on drums.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So then I'd be like, all right, motherfucker, here's a drum set. Play. And never.
Hey.
Never.
See, I will go back there because of it, I wanted to learn, which is when I approached Corey to teach me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. And I didn't think that I knew what I was doing because of it.
Cookie Sniper 34. I'm sorry I have to cut in. New follower. Thank you so much for doing that. Hitting that follow button is so nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we got to do the wave.
Become a patron today.
So I'm sure Kennedy has seen the wave on television before, so you know how this works.
On television before, yes. Yeah.
It's going to go Corey, Aaron, Larissa, Webb, Kennedy, Noel.
Jeez.
Wait, so how is this?
This is the
go?
Biggest wave we've ever done.
Lord.
And
so
you got this.
This takes him, coordination.
Then over there, then us.
Yeah, so.
But
Corey,
not in just any order.
Aaron.
This needs to be perfect.
Corey, Aaron, Larissa, me, Kennedy, you.
Everyone lock eyes with the person who goes before you.
I just know who.
All right, here we go.
So,
one, yo.
Two, three. Whoa!
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 I need to check that out back on the stream.
Let's see how
just
it goes.
To make sure it went good.
This,
yeah.
Back.
It like Ray Charles
quiet.
Back there.
Keenan Thompson seems to be the popular.
Special Cases says Full House means epic wave. Wow.
I think that's pretty much the most epic wave we've ever
seen. Yeah, it was. Very good.
Hey, Mama Cass, 91.
I like that.
Didn't
she
die?
Choking on a ham sandwich. That's messed up. Mama Cass died from choking on a ham sandwich, and you make light of it.
I don't make light of ham sandwiches.
Mama Cass 91, we owe you a wave. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Same order.
Epic wave number two.
There it is.
Reverse order. We're switching it up. So it's me.
No.
No.
Same order,
damn it. Same order, damn it.
Just learning this stuff.
All right, here we go. Whoa.
Whoa.
Why is it so quiet when you get to that time?
They're like,
it's not fun unless you do the whoa.
It's and concentration. I think is what it is.
We have to think about the order here.
That's terrible.
Okay, wait.
That's
we're
going to
do this the right way.
See, you got it easy because you're
the start.
One. You're the first one.
Well, okay,
so
we'll do it like two consistent times then. So we're all on even footing.
Okay, here we go.
Hold on.
What are you waiting on?
I'm setting the mood, okay?
Setting the mood?
Yeah.
Are you putting a soccer game on?
Goal.
Mama Cass says, "You're welcome, Video Game Bang. How are you guys? We're fine.
While this song loads, we can answer Mama
we're
Cass's
fine.
Question.
If this is your first time, Mama Cass, the hell is this?
Whoa!
What?
Wait, what did you do? Look, this is the song you do Wipeout. The wave.
What song is this?
This is Wipeout.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay."
Whoa!
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 All right, it's enough of that.
You mother.
So, Mama Cass, thank you for giving us that follow, and hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
That way it was for you. You just got banged.
Yeah, that way it was for you. Somebody, I had a coworker. She was trying to give us a follow here just so she can get a wave. I told her she'd get a wave on the old show, but I don't know what her name is. So if that was you, Mama Cass, there you go. You got it. There you go.
Someone said, just do the wave for the rest of the hour. Yeah. I would.
I'm guessing you guys are my fans. Yeah.
We are.
I've never heard a Mama Cass song before.
You've never heard Mama Cass?
I've heard about the way she died.
She was a dancing queen.
Is that Mama Cass?
Yeah.
I could have sworn Mama Cass was like a blues.
No, I'm sorry. No, she wasn't in ABBA. She was in
That's terrible.
Mamas and the Papas.
Okay.
Mamas and the Papas. Yep.
Was there like a Papa Cass or something?
Yeah, there's Papa Cass, Mama Cass, Baby Cass.
Uncle Cass.
He was kind of creepy. Yeah,
you can get all her stuff on Amazon, right?
Yep.
And you know what else you can get on Amazon? A free game engine.
Oh! Yep. Good job.
Amazon's new free game engine comes with Twitch baked right into it with all the love and joy, everybody. While Amazon might not be might be known for selling things, its cloud service now has just as much impact. It's already powerful because it just merged with, of course, Twitch. Didn't they just buy Twitch?
Amazon?
Not Amazon. Or was it YouTube?
No, it was Amazon.
No, it wasn't YouTube. Yeah, I think it was Amazon.
Amazon has owns Twitch, yeah.
Amazon owns Twitch?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They're giving you a free gaming engine. They showed it already. It has, like, these multiplayer components already built inside of it, and they're giving it to everybody. It looks pretty spiffy. You're not going to make, like, the next best, you know, looking
Witcher
thing.
3.
Yeah, you're not going to make, like, something that looks crazy good, but with their game engine called Lumberyard, you can also have it with Twitch built inside. So you build the game, you can automatically stream it type of deal.
Nice.
We've had our finger in the gaming developing circuit for a little while, right, Corey?
Yeah, we have.
And it's not easy.
Our fingers?
Yes. Actually, tell you God honest truth, because I've told you this, Corey. Corey, you wanted to make a video game at one point.
At one point I did, yeah.
And you got all the people and all the resources you can think of.
Yep.
And I remember I told you it's difficult.
Yes.
I've been in that game before. I've been in game developing before. It is tough. Me and young Noel at a long time ago set to make a video game. I don't know if Noel ever told you guys this stuff.
I do remember that game.
Because we go way back.
It was a sequel to the original game.
It was a sequel to the original game that I made as well. Where we're going to have Noelle's characters actually be the offsprings of our characters. And their characters were trying to find our original characters from part one. They were basically part two. But as I said, video game developing is tough. It's very tough.
Just getting that storyboard was
ridiculous.
It's
so freaking ridiculous.
And for kids, it was even worse.
And I've had plenty of people ask over the years since then, you know, oh, I want to make a video game, because it always sounds like a good idea. You play video games. You probably had an idea for a video game, right, Webb?
I've had so many ideas.
So many ideas. Probably all better than Destiny.
Yeah.
But the problem is, you got to have that computing or that programming know-how.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the artistic side, you know, for the visual looks.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have the drive to do it, because it's very, very time-consuming.
Yeah.
I have none of those. maybe the artistic drive, you know, I can, you know, and the drive, I don't know, maybe I have two out of three. The programming is where I fall short. That's where it is.
That's where everybody falls short.
That's where everybody.
That's the hard part. And then the good programmers that are already existing are working on better games than what you have in your mind.
Yeah.
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 Or they're working on their own games.
Indie game development, if you do not know anything about the scene and everything like that, you should definitely research it. There's a lot of underground stuff that needs to be brought into the forefront, and hopefully soon we will start bringing more into the front. Can we talk about that yet?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, we can. So what are they calling their thing?
It's the independent, or it's the Sacramento Indie Gaming Arcade.
Indie Gaming Arcade.
Yeah.
Tonight we had a very informative meeting with two of the, what would you call them, a part of this?
Representatives? Heads?
Suits?
Yeah.
It's
basically IDGA.
Corporate Shields.
Or IGDA. It's International Game Developers Association, and this is the Sacramento chapter.
So right here in good old Sacramento of US of A, they meet, what, weekly?
At least. Yeah, they have they do breakout sessions where there's constantly a bunch of extremely talented and like driven people that come together.
Say, and not so talented?
No. Talented and driven people that all come together basically on their free time and then just start making games together. Like some guy comes in, he's like, I'm a programmer. Someone says, oh, great, I'm an artist. And then they get together and make stuff.
And somebody's just like, I'm here for the comments.
I'm here for the game bang.
Brought my popcorn.
I'm just here. But I don't know. I really like the independent game scene. They get to do things that the big boys don't do because they're not restricted by, you know, everybody wants a Sonic game, so we have to make a Sonic game. Like, they can do kind of what they want to do. Put their imagination into the computer and let the world see it for, you know, kind of what it is.
I mean, some of them get really big.
They do, yeah.
Darkest Dungeon is when it actually fully released a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It got huge on Twitch. A lot of the big players were playing it. League players were playing it in between queues and stuff. And then Undertale was a huge success.
I haven't heard of that one. I've heard of
Undertale's that game that looks ugly, but
apparently has an amazing story. Yeah, and you have to play through it 3 times in 3 different ways to get the full, complete, like, tie-ins of everything.
I like that.
So basically, April 9th, 2016, Sacramento Indie Arcade Expo is going to be happening in West Sacramento, and it's going to be a giant get-together. It's going to be like a con, so there's going to be cosplayers. You get to play a bunch of free games, give your feedback. There's going to be panels. So basically, they wanted something for everyone. If you are an aspiring game developer, you show up there and you could learn and talk shop with some people who are actually doing it, and maybe even get involved in a project. Other people just want to play games and see what's hot in the indie game circuit, and that's cool too.
And the Video Game Bang will be there side by side promoting it. We'll be showing you kind of behind the scenes of stuff with some of the game developers, giving you kind of closer looks at some of their work and everything like that. And we'll have a couple on the show, right?
Yeah, so the Weekend Bang is going to pretty much dedicate next month entirely to indie video games. So the whole first hour, we're going to have a different local game developer in the studio here talking about their game. They're going to bring a playable version of the game, and we can play it with you guys watching. You guys can ask questions. Maybe we could talk them into giving some codes away for some early access. Super independent stuff. This isn't going to be anything you've seen on Steam Greenlight. Like, this is like straight up garage stuff. We could have the next Bill Gates on our show.
And if we do, make sure that you kick some money back down, Bill, because he's a billionaire. I mean,
we made you. Can you imagine having the podcast for Bill Gates? It's like, I have an idea. It's called Windows. It's gonna be pretty cool.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
It's never going anywhere.
It's never going anywhere.
I like pen and paper, sir.
I'm a good old American guy. You're dead computers. Get the hell out of here.
Can't even run.
You'll see. Corey, how many free-to-play MMOs do you play?
Free-to-play MMOs, one.
One?
Yes, I play one.
What is that?
Elder Scrolls Online.
Elder Scrolls Online. So if you played that for a good 2 years, solid.
Okay.
And then you're like, you know what, I need to take a break, and then come back 6 months later, and all your stuff was wiped clean.
Oh, my God.
How would you feel?
Oh, someone
Reese's
would get
a nightmare right there.
Someone would get an angry, strong-worded email.
Strong-worded.
I would tweet them so angrily.
Well, Dragon's Nest, the MMO, loses 2 years of player data.
Just where'd it go?
Wow.
Got up and walked away?
Massively multiplayer online games are one of the most difficult games to get right and keep running. Each game needs enough players to cover the cost of renting the servers required to run it, while at the same time, there's a constant demand on new content while keeping the whole system safe and secure. That's a lot of pressure for a free-to-play game, right? Because they're not getting any type of money besides the microtransactions. Yeah. That's friggin' ridiculous.
Or advertisements.
Or lots of advertisements.
That's the giant Mountain Pepsi.
So you can only beat the Coke boss.
Yeah.
If you have this pendant Mountain Dew sword.
Like, what? Oh, I got lost in the Skittle River.
Play Totinos.
However, South Korean developer Identity, that's a very weird way they spelled Identity, Games, has really screwed it up on the free-to-play fantasy MMO Dragon's Nest. I actually played Dragon's Nest. It's actually pretty fun. It's like a hack and slasher. They managed to lose 2 years worth of player data. The data loss related to the European servers for Dragon Nest on January 31st. They went offline for technical errors. They didn't come back until the February 5th. But when they did, players were informed that there had been some serious data loss. It was the publisher, Shonda Games, who did the explaining. All titles...
Poor guy, first of all. All right. Shonda Games, your turn. You fucked it up. You're the one who decided to tape the football game over
the wedding. All titles, missions, quest, achievements, NPC points, guild points, cooking details, fishing details, trading house items, as well as your inventory and storage items are gone. Cash items have also been wiped out as well.
What was the game?
Dragon's Nest.
There better be some huge refunds for that should be coming back for that.
You missed two keywords there.
Where did I miss?
She did say storage items are gone for now.
So they can, like, in like WoW and things like that, if you have an item lost or you've deleted something, you can contact them and tell them what it was that you're missing or what you've lost, and you can actually get it back.
It's all in the cloud, man.
But that one, that's still pay to play, though. They probably got some type of safeguard. And it's Blizzard,
Same time.
It says all players have left their characters' gold Dragon Nest points, DNP, and Althea crowns, AC. So basically, all the progress through the game, even for long-term players, have been wiped and no records remain. It's a free-to-play game, though. I mean, so...
Yeah, but microtransactions.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's what would get me. Because
that, like, if you were playing and you put hundreds of dollars into that game, and now it's just gone to the wind, you just essentially wasted it on shit.
They're putting together some reimbursements, of course. All characters currently active in the game will automatically bumped up to level 80 with the mandatory and relevant quest missions marked as complete. 100 gold will also be given to each player, allowing them for quick skill setups. And level 70 legendary material and level 80 epic equipment will be given to all. A full list of compensation package can be found on the Dragon Nest European website.
To me, that still doesn't make up for the money that was spent.
Yeah, and the time.
100 gold, really?
Yeah, you get 100 gold. 100 gold could probably go a long way.
It's not a lot.
100 gold is a freaking level 5 mission in most games.
That sucks, though, man. Because, I mean, that's hard time
you
that
know
you
what
put
it
in
was?
The game.
It was some jackknob went on... You know, some unnamed porn website trying to do charity work.
Hey, you gotta save the whales, man.
Trying to save the whales.
He meant to delete his cookies, and he deleted everybody's shit.
That's so horrible.
He clicked uninstall program one too many times.
I wanted to see the look on his face when he realized he did it.
Because I know I played Guild Wars, and...
I'll just pack my shit.
I'm gonna talk about going to witness protection. That's the guy that did it.
There you go. But I like the free-to-play MMOs. I mean, I've never seen, like, a real big risk when it comes to all that type of stuff, so I usually do it. I mean, look, I'm playing Smite all the damn time, so...
Well, I know, like, Blade and Soul right now is one of the most popular that just released, and I know, like, a lot of the major streamers are spending a lot of money to, you know, upgrade their characters, but and if that suddenly goes kaput, they just wasted money on nothing. That's where the risk comes in, because if you actually get addicted, some of your money, your gaming income will go into it.
And I've seen a lot of these games kind of go towards this this type of model, the free-to-play ones, this hack and slash like Dragon's Nest is. I played this one a while back, and I rather enjoyed it. You can actually play with the controller. That's a big thing for me on the PC. If I can play something with a controller, then, you know, I'm probably going to play it. Speaking of that, they have the Marvel update for Marvel Heroes 2016.
Deadpool pack!
You can play with the controller now, too.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yeah. They actually set it up for the Xbox controllers. But it's a little too late for me. I'm not going to get back on that. So.
But they got Deadpool, Aaron. He's so hot right now.
Right now, yeah, because his movie's out and everybody's loving his movie.
So hot right now.
Deadpool's so hot right now.
And if you haven't heard,
said it, I was like,
if you haven't heard the review and the recap of the Deadpool, we have that one up on the old.
We have two versions of it too. So if you haven't seen it and you want to know, like, oh, should I take my 8-year-old to go see Deadpool this weekend?
Yes,
you can listen to our podcast for the answer. And if you have seen it and you want to know, like, all the little details you may have missed, you can check out our full-on spoiler version that we did with Sean Long from YouTube.
Yeah. And there you have it. The more you know.
I got to say hello to The Real Coward Boy in chat. I've never seen his name before. He appears to be new. He says he's just here looking for a good time.
That sounds very soliciting.
hit that follow button and you'll get all the fun you can handle.
Yeah.
He said 6 versions on one podcast. Incredible.
He didn't say that.
False.
The other person said
5 versions.
Says the cow,
you guess
coward
who?
Boy, and then coward virgin. How much time do I got on the podcast left? So I want to know if I can hit this last biggin.
You got 5 minutes, Dougie Fresh.
Oh, crap. So then we'll save this for the after hours. That's so.
That wasn't creepy. I think that's when we're stepping out.
Yeah. It's like, where's the exits at now?
Oh yeah.
Where's the exits at? I didn't even come up with the
whales right now.
That's gonna be the new code. Yeah, I can't hang out today, guys. I'm gonna save some whales. I'll meet up with you later.
Only works for February.
That actually works. That actually works. I'm gonna go save some whales.
You're so charitable.
Yeah. I guess we're gonna head to the reactor to see what's going on down there, everybody.
It's fucking terrible.
I like that. I like it a lot. I didn't get to see, because you know what? So if you've never listened to us before, there's 3 people in the room that write for nerdreactor.com. And week in and week out, I like to go and review our articles and have us defend your articles. Because usually it's, sometimes it's an opinion piece, sometimes it's a review. Last week we did the review for David Webb. You did what was the game?
Fortified.
Yep. And he reviewed his score and, you know, gave you why it was good or why it was bad, so and so. There were still no black people in that game. I looked all around.
No, there's not. That's, but it took place in the 1950s. So.
Are you offended by that?
I'm very offended.
He's still waiting for his 40 acres and a mule.
I am. I am. You know what I can do with 40 acres and a mule?
You can milk it.
You can save a lot of
You can milk anything that has nipples.
I was going to say, you know, a mule. Just letting you know, that's definitely not what I would do with that. Corey.
What's up?
Articles that you've written this week.
Oh, yeah. You want to come at me, bro?
Let's go.
Come at me. I wrote 2.
You wrote 2.
One of them was about... I wrote 1. I wrote 2. I'm going to go to nerdreactor.com right now.
Okay.
See if I can jog my memory on what they were about.
Was one of them the Kanye West?
One of them, I think, was about Magic the Gathering. So
we can skim past
good
that.
Good luck line. Trying to fight me on that one.
But the Kanye West one.
The Kanye West one, yes.
He, and like I said, we like to focus, or we like to show some of the indie developers. And Kanye West now is an official indie developer. He went all the way to San Francisco. All right? San Francisco.
And they said, fuck you.
And he was like, I just want to make a game, guys. That's it.
I would love to be in that
meeting.
I'm sure they didn't say fuck you.
I would have laughed in his
you.
Face.
They're probably like, well, Kanye, we're going to have a lot more questions. And he probably took it as like, oh, fuck you.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
Maybe.
I think he wouldn't take very much criticism on the game.
Oh, no. It's got to be his imagination or nothing.
Yeah.
That's how Kanye rolls. And his imagination is his god. Or the greatest rapper that ever lived.
Yeah.
And or
he wants to see his vision on the virtual planes. And his vision is of his mother going to heaven? That's the whole game?
The game is you just guiding his mom on a journey from Earth to heaven.
I wonder what are the objectives in between?
Flower-esque? Well, apparently, if it's anything like the video, riding a Pegasus...
Barry.
Okay, riding the Pegasus. All right,
that
I like
was
it.
One
I'm
part
with
of
it.
The game.
I'm with it so far.
Growing wings.
Okay,
that was another part.
Archangel. Okay, I like it. I like it.
Soaring through clouds, with said wings.
Okay, Superman-esque. I'm with it. I'm with it.
Superman 64.
And then you die.
Oh my God! If it's Superman 64, that'd be.
3 days later, you rise again.
I think you're mixing up your story.
It's a 3-day death. Yeah. Three-day cooldown.
You're mixing
up. Yeah, 3-day cooldown.
That's why he's not in Smite, though.
Done in real time.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for coming out once again to the Video Game Bang Live. If you have not joined us on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, you need to every Saturday.
You're missing the full experience
you
of guys
are.
Like Coward Virgin comparing Aaron to Tone Loc.
That's so horrible.
It's like, it's beautiful.
It's so racist.
Come get the full experience of the show.
Thank you for Corsair Gaming for providing all the lovely, lovely gadgets. Antlion. Get yourself a mod mic. Keep your headphones, everybody.
Yep.
NerdReactor.com is where you can find all our articles and some other cool articles. And the show, of course. We're on SoundCloud. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. Go over to iTunes. Give us that 5-star rating because we deserve it. Patreon.com/videogamebang
Ooh, yeah.
is a big help to us. It helps us help you help us help you. We can get some awesome things for you guys. And there's awesome things for you guys to become when you become a Patreon, right?
Yep.
A lot of tears that they can hit over there.
Lots of tears.
Yeah. Not the crying time. Yeah, not the crying one.
We'll both.
And have a very good Valentine's Day. If you have that special person in your life that you want to keep in your life, you might want to do something for them. So for the real David Webb, Larissa, Corey Vinson, Noel, and Kennedy, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying that is a lot of freaking names to go through and say. So good night.